Greetings, friends, and welcome to this broadcast of Bible Studies. Ken Berger, speaker. Today on the broadcast, we will continue our subject, the names and titles of the Lord. We've mentioned on the broadcast before that our Lord Jesus Christ has over 120 names and titles in reference to himself. Now, a title is a descriptive name, and the titles of our Lord Jesus tell us so much about his majesty. And it is our purpose on this program to increase our respect and our awe and our wonder and our admiration for the Lord Jesus because of who he is in his person and what he means to you and to me. Now, today on the broadcast, we want to consider the judicial glories of our Lord Jesus Christ in his titles of mediator and advocate. We have to deal with the Lord Jesus. Both of these titles are necessary. We have to go through Christ to God, through both of these titles, before we are in a right relationship with God. We have to come to him as a mediator in our unsaved state, and we have to come to him as an advocate. We have to utilize the services of our Lord Jesus Christ as an advocate in our saved state as a child of God. Now, in the book of Job, Job did not have a mediator. Job says in the ninth chapter of that book, that bears his name, he says, "If I wash myself with snow water and make my hands never so clean," this is verse 30, Job 9, and verse 31, "Yet shalt thou plunge me into the ditch, and mine own clothes shall abhor me. For he is not a man as I am, that I should answer him, and we should come together in judgment." He says he's not a man as I am. We can't come together in judgment. "Neither is there any days man betwixt us that might lay his hand upon us both. And let him take his rod away from me, and let not his fear terrify me. Then I would I speak and not fear, but it is not so with me. I have no days man, and I'm not God. I can't come to him and talk to him." I think we need to understand something of the circumstances that made Job say these things. Job was a very rich man. He had 7 sons and 3 daughters. He was the richest of the richest men of the richest men of the East. He topped them all. One day Satan came into the presence of God, and God said to Satan, "Have you considered my servant Job, that there's none like him?" Satan says, "You put your hands upon all that he has and take away all he has, and he'll curse you to your face." Job was a man of great reverence, great respect for God. He offered sacrifices for his children every day, lest they curse God and die. Satan says, "You take away what you've given him, of course he favors you. You've given him so much. You take it away and he'll curse you to the face." And the Lord said to Satan, "All right, put your hands on his good, but spare his life." And Satan took away everything he had. He even brought a storm and collapsed the house where the 7 daughters, or 7 sons rather, and 3 daughters were feasting, and killed them all. And it all happened on one day. Job lost all his earthly goods, and he lost his children. He fell on the ground and he said, "God has given and God has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord." And so later, Satan and God came to the throne of God, and God said, "Didn't I tell you?" And Satan said, "Yes, but you put your hand on his health and he'll curse you to your face. Skin for skin, bone for bone. All that a man gives, he'll give for his life." And God told him, "All right, you give him ill health, but spare his life." Job came in and smote him with boils. Job couldn't understand this. He was miserable, and he was hurting. And here he says, "There's no days, man. Nobody to lay his hand upon God and bring us both together and put his hand in mine so we could understand each other." Now, this is the reason. This is what happens when you have no days, man. Now, Paul tells us and assures us in 1 Timothy chapter 2, that you and I do have a dazed man. We do have a mediator. And we read in that wonderful portion of Scripture, 1 Timothy chapter 2, beginning at verse 3. This is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who will have all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God and one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time. Now this is our mediator, the Lord Jesus Christ is our mediator, and this title, this name, is given to our Lord Jesus Christ. He brings us together. Let me suggest to you again that it's not the purpose of God that a single man should ever find himself in hell. We read in the Scriptures that in Matthew chapter 25, that hell was prepared for the devil and his angels. It was not God's intent that man ever come to that place. But Satan tempted man and turned him into a sinner, and God had to curse him. But God was not through. He was not frustrated. He sent the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior, as our mediator, to bring us together. Notice, please, I'm going to read the words again, and let their full impact come upon us. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who will have all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. If God had his way, there wouldn't be a single man in hell. God gave his Son to die on the cross for you and for me and for the sins of a guilty world, so that we could go to heaven, so that barrier of sin that Satan brought in might be put out of the way, that Christ might die for our sins according to the Scriptures. God raised him from the dead, and he, the third day, and brought him up to heaven as living proof that our sins were gone. We read in Isaiah 53 and 6, all we like sheep have gone astray. We've turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him, on Christ, the iniquities of us all, A-double-L, all. Christ died for the sins of a guilty world, and nobody will go to hell because of sin. He will go to hell because he has not accepted God's Son. It's no longer the sin question, it's the Son question. God sent his Son to die for our sins on the cross of Calvary. And while he was on that cross, according to Isaiah 53 and 6, which we just quoted, while he was on that cross for our sins, God placed all our iniquities on Christ, and he died for them. He bore them into death. Now, he could not go into heaven. God raised him from the dead on the third day and took him back to heaven. Now, he could not have gone to heaven and carried our sins back into heaven. God put our sins upon Christ. What did he do with them? He bore them into death. He died for our sins on that cross. Provision has been made for all men. If anybody ever listening to this broadcast ever finds himself in a lost eternity, he will have only himself to blame. God has made provision. Now, Christ is the mediator, and he says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. He is our link with the Father. He has to take our hand and put it into the hand of the Father. He has to bring us together. Now, he could do that because he was a man. Did you notice the meticulous accuracy of the Scripture? I'm going to read this again. Who will have all men to be saved and come unto the knowledge of the truth? For there is one God and one mediator between God and man, the man, Christ Jesus. He is a mediator. He can take our hand. He had a literal hand. Now, he'll do it spiritually, of course. but he is man and God and is a fit mediator between God and man, and he wants to bring us to God. He died that we might live. He died that God might bless us and have us for his own through faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. How wonderful that we have a mediator that brought us together by dying for our sins. But he's not only a mediator, he's an advocate. We read in the first epistle of John, chapter 2 and verse 1, these words: "My little children, these things write I unto you, that ye sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous." Now this is written to Christian people. John is writing to his children in the faith. "My little children, these things write I unto you, that ye sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father." What happens when a Christian sins? Our advocate goes to work. When we confess that sin, when we come into the presence of God as a Christian — the Christian has a sinful nature. It hasn't been eradicated yet. He has it all his life. He has to fight against it. And when that time comes that he does sin, he is to go into the presence of God. We learn this in the first chapter, and confess his sin, and God guarantees that he'll be forgiven. And our Lord Jesus Christ, and our advocate — and this word is a legal term. It corresponds to the attorney for the defense. He is our attorney for the defense. He comes into the presence of God, his Father, even after the child of God sins, and says, "Father," in effect. He says, "Father, I died for those sins." And he extends his hand, and there are the print of the nails, the spikes that held him to the cross when he died for you and for me. He pleads for us. He pled for Peter. Peter one day said, "Though all men forsake you, I'll never forsake you." The Lord Jesus said, "Your faith is going — I've given you into the hands of Satan. He's going to sift you as wheat. He's going to sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for you that your faith fail not." Peter denied his Lord, but he did not lose his faith. He did not lose his salvation. Now, you and I, when we sin as Christians, we come to God and we confess our sins. And the Lord Jesus, as the attorney for the defense, says to his Father, "Father, I've already died for those sins." And we have a right to be back in fellowship with God through the advocacy, the work of our Lord Jesus Christ. The Christian does not need to fear God, his Father, when he sins. Confess it, and the Lord Jesus Christ will make it right as our advocate when he pleads for us that we be received back into his presence. Our Father, we pray today that these two titles of our Lord Jesus, as mediator and advocate, may take on new meaning for us, for his wonderful titles make us realize who he is and what he's done. In Christ's name we pray.